Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we were taught, when we pray, we must have faith that God is going to hear us. Let's pick up with that thought today.
And my feet on his firm foundation for the Bible says.
Always, always check the scriptures to see if they line up with whoever's preaching, whether it's myself, any other radio preacher, or anybody that preaches in your church. You make sure that you check it by the Word of God. And that's what God designed for His Word, not a man, His Word, to be the final authority. That's why Psalms 138 says that He's exalted His Word even above His own name. And that name is great because one day every knee is going to bow at that name. Now, we have confidence by the construction of doctrine. Okay? Again, verse 14. This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything. But it doesn't stop there. If we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. Now, keep it in mind that the word faith means confident. Confidence is believing God in such a way that you act upon it. Now, you've got to keep it in mind that these things work on God's timing, God's will, God's way, not yours, okay? But you act upon it because this is what His Word says. Now, we truly understand how great a sinner we are. And if you don't, then my friend, get more into the Word. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We continue to sin and come short of the glory of God. So, if we understand, truly understand how great a sinner we are, then we will repent and receive Christ, believing the gospel of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, who died for all sin, for all time, even our own sin. Now, since God is our spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth, we get saved by acting on that truth and receiving Him into our life as our God and Savior. That is the same faith I must have in prayer. We see that God's Word plainly stated in what He has said here in answering prayer. But it's very specific, okay? Understand, this is very specific. I must have faith in prayer, but I must do it God's way. Notice the word ask there in verse 14 again. And this is the confidence we have that if we ask anything in His name that He heareth us. Ask. The Greek scholars tell us that this is a present subjunctive active. Now, I know some of you, when I say something like that, your eyes begin to cross. What in the world does that mean? Well, don't feel bad. My eyes begin to cross when I read things like that as well. But remember, the story of Daniel chapter 10, Daniel prayed. He fasted 21 days. God sent an angel the very day he started to pray. And yet he doesn't hear from this angel for 21 days. Why? Because he was restrained by a principality, one of Satan's angels that had a higher rank than he did. But Daniel persisted in prayer because he knew God's will. Now, an angel was sent to Daniel right away. But he had to call Michael, an archangel, to come and help him because of this spiritual battle that goes on in high places. So, when you see something like that, you say, wow, what kind of a war is that? I don't know, but it's serious, isn't it? So, that is what the present tense is here. That's why the present tense is here in asking. You ask because you know it is right by the Word of God. And you are seeking His will. Therefore, you do not give up in asking. And you persist when things don't happen as quickly as you think they should. That's why it's also active. You continue to ask. That is what is meant by persevering in prayer. This shows a faith, and that's what it is, a faith that does not give up. When you know by God's Word, and you know by His Holy Spirit, then my friend, don't quit. Now, by the way, getting God's Word so often, meditate on it so long, that you'll get to know the Holy Ghost's Word in your heart. You'll know that voice. That voice will become as familiar to you as the voice of your spouse is to your ear. And you want it to be that, so that when Satan tries to be a different voice in there to try to make you think that he's God, you'll know by the Word of God, no, that's not God. Now, since the faith is in Him, that is in Christ, we ask according to His will. Now remember, the Holy Ghost was given to us that we might do what Christ would have us do, because He came to glorify Christ, and He came to testify of the words of Christ, the mind of Christ. And so that was the Holy Ghost's ministry in us and through us. So, faith is in Jesus Christ first. We ask according to His will, where He is the only place of authority where we find His will. Without doubting of it, we find His will in God's Word. So, never doubt God's Word. Do what it says. Live by. Now, look again, verses 11 through 13, we talked about salvation, knowing you're saved. Is that doctrine? Yes. And by the way, doctrine is not just a doctrine of last things. There's the doctrine of the gospel, the doctrine of hell, the doctrine of heaven, the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, and on we could go. Anything that the Bible teaches is doctrine. Okay? Some people say, well, you're too doctrinal, and I heard the word doctrinal. Okay? Well, you just got to quit preaching so much doctrine, then you're telling me to quit preaching the Bible. And no, we're going to preach the Word. I actually had a lady one time that was in our church, and she said, all we hear Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night is Bible. Nobody's going to get saved. Just keep preaching Bible. Well, we've seen multitudes saved over the years, and we've seen people come to Christ through preaching that old book. And of course, we know about 1 Peter 1, 23 and 25. You need the Word in order to preach the Word and to see people saved, for it is the seed for salvation. Now, again, the Bible is a book of doctrine, the teachings of Jesus Christ, the teachings of God. Now, one reason the Bible should be a major part in our daily life is that we can ascertain through it the will of God. And we can do that in any manner. And so, we check all things by the Word of God. Remember, when Joshua, those men disguised themselves and came to him and wanted to make a treaty, and they did, because they said, oh, we're from a far country, that actually lied, but they made the treaty, they gave the word, and you must keep your word. But had Joshua and those elders gone to the Lord and prayed and asked, is this something we should do? They might have found out that these guys were imposters. So again, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So again, check the Word of God to know the will of God in any manner in order to know whether you ask amiss or not. If you're going to pray correctly, learn what the Bible teaches. Have confidence in the construction of the doctrines of this precious and holy Word. Now, some people, I believe, love God, but they don't trust God. It's like in marriage. Someone breaks that marriage vow in adultery. Maybe they do it several times. Well, their spouse is going to have a hard time with the trust factor, even though they can love them with all their heart. It takes time to rebuild that trust factor, especially if they've been guilty of this thing several times. Well, in like manner, the Lord always keeps His Word. It's not whether we can trust Him. It's whether or not He can trust us with His holy, I say His holy blessings, His holy responsibilities, His holy words. Can He trust us with something to think about? Now, we look next. We have confidence in having the correct plans. Okay? We have confidence by having correct plans. Now, we see the confidence by the construction of doctrine. But now, let's see by the confidence by having correct plans. The goal of all praying is He heareth us. Is it not? I would think that is the goal of all praying. And if we ask anything according to His will, verse 14 said, what? He heareth us. So that's the goal of our praying. And so we want to reach that goal by correct plan. So to have Him hear us and listens to our heart as we have studied God's Word. And so, again, if He hears us, it must be because we've prayed according to the Word of God, and then He intends to grant our petitions. Now, sometimes He grants petitions that may not be His first will, but He sees your heart, and He decides, okay, I'm going to allow this, but there will be consequences with it. Just like with Israel, they wanted a king. Finally, God said, okay, I'm going to let you have a king. That's going to be a bad thing that happens to you, but we'll let you have a king. So sometimes God gives in on that, never contradicts Himself, never sacrifices His holiness, but a lot of times the decisions that we made that He granted us end up being the decisions that we should not have made and just said, okay, God has the best plan. Why don't I just go by it?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on His firm foundation.